Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. As Breast Cancer Awareness Month comes to a close, a conversation with Cincinnatian Tammy Bamer, a cancer survivor who shares advice as an author and blogger. You'll hear that in about 20 minutes. And later, Francesco Marsiliano discusses his best-selling book, I Could Pee on This and Other Cat Poems. Despite some recent warm temperatures, the tri-state is well into fall. So what should you be doing to prepare your lawn, trees, and gardens for the winter? Marianne Zalesnik talks with Campbell County Extension Agent for Horticulture, David Kester.
Good morning, David. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Marianne.
So it's that time of year when we're starting to think about, putting our yards and our gardens to bed a little bit. What sort of things should people be focusing on, first of all, about this time of year?
Well, obviously, we've lost a lot of leaves. They're on the ground now, so we need to be getting those up. And, of course, the most important thing is to realize that you're harvesting these leaves and they have value. Do not just throw them in the garbage or put them out for the trash. They really will improve our clay soils more than anything else will. And you need to compost those. And, again, treat them as a valuable resource. And nothing will improve our clay soils, again, more than these things will. So use them.
When you say compost them, do you have to put them in their pile, let them turn into dirt, then put that back on the grass? Or do you want to take a lawnmower, chop them up?
Well, the finer the material that goes in, the quicker it's going to decompose. So actually, chopping those up does not hurt at all. And it's a great way to really speed up the process. But I like to layer it. If you have a layer of maybe 12, 18 inches of leaves, then go ahead and put some soil on top of it and then start another layer on top of that. The more that you do that, the faster it'll decompose. And everything rots like that. All organic matter is going to rot, but this will really speed up the process. And I always get the question from people, boy, I just don't want all those leaves. I mean, you know, they'll tell me you have no idea how many leaves I have. And I'll say, yeah, I probably do. But you have no idea how quickly they will shrink into a small pile and a very manageable pile if you compost them.
Once they break down, what should you do?
Then you can use that in your gardens. You can spread it evenly, lightly over the top of your lawn. If you have garden beds, certainly use that material in there. I would save it for my most important plants and use it on those, my vegetable garden, roses. It can be used just about anywhere. And I am one of those people, Marianne, that if I'm driving around a neighborhood and I see leaves out on the corner, I am one of those people that'll throw those leaves in the back of my truck and take them home.
Well, that's unusual. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody do that before. Other things can be composted at this time of year as well.
Sure. And, we're coming up on Halloween, and don't throw those pumpkins away. Just compost them. Cut them up in smaller pieces if you want to. But dig those into your garden bed, and by spring, you'll never know they were there.
What about fertilizing? People are looking at their lawns, and it was a rough summer with the dry conditions. What kind of things should they be doing with the lawns now?
Well, it's a great time to be fertilizing your lawn, and that's another thing about it. It really, if you leave leaves on your lawn, it can smother them. So that's one of the smother the grass beneath. So you do want to rake those up, and after you get them raked up, it's a great time to fertilize and just put an all-purpose fertilizer down. And this time of year, we really like to get our cool season grasses, the fescue, the bluegrass, and ryegrass. This is when we want to fertilize them.
It has been kind of dry. Do you need to use extra water?
No, I don't know that I'd be watering my lawn grass. Now, my trees and shrubs, I certainly would, because we went through a very dry summer, then we got a little bit of rain, and then it was been a pretty dry fall up to now. So I would go ahead and water my really valuable landscape plants. And if you do fertilize those, I would definitely water with fertilizing your trees and shrubs.
As you're getting, you talk about the garden, and there's still some harvesting to go on there. But what about the bulbs? It's the time of year where people want to start thinking about the spring. What kind of bulbs should people be looking at?
Well, everybody loves tulips, and I do too. But one of the things that you can do is what I do. I go to Spring Grove Cemetery in the spring of the year, and I go to the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, and I look at their spectacular tulip displays. And then I go home, and I'll plant daffodils at my house. And the reason is that daffodils naturalize, and they will actually increase in size. tulips for us really are an annual flower. And once they bloom in the spring of the year, they don't really come back year after year. So I like the daffodils, the crocus, and the grape hyacinths. Those are my favorites. And they will stay with us for their perennials. They'll stay with us. But the tulips, you know, I'm not saying don't plant tulips, but just realize that you may get one spectacular spring out of them, and that'll be it.
And when should the, is it okay to put them in now? Is it too soon?
No, it's not too soon. Now's a great time. And again, I would water those tulips and daffodils. If you're planting them this fall, go ahead and make sure that they're well supplied with moisture, because they will start to send out roots this fall and develop a root system. Even though it's so cold, now is when they start to grow.
A lot of the weather has been very unpredictable, or not even so much unpredictable as changing. I mean, we've had everything from very warm conditions that we had earlier in the past week to cooler conditions. And what does that mean for what's left in the garden? Are we still seeing things to harvest?
Oh, I've got Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower. I've got a lot of lettuce, radishes, turnips. I've even tried parsnips this year. And I've got carrots, and I've got some carrots that'll overwinter just fine. Another thing that you might be still able to plant if you can find it is garlic. And now is a great time to be planting garlic. You want it to grow a little bit this fall, and then it'll, by June, you'll have some great garlic to harvest next year.
You're talking about all that you're harvesting, and that's true for a lot of the farmers. The farmers markets still have something to buy.
Absolutely. These guys would and women would love to have, you know, a cash flow going into the in year round. And so they are using season extension techniques with plastic houses, and they're trying to extend their season so that they can continue to sell. So by all means, continue to support those farmers markets, because I think you'll be surprised at the produce that'll be available.
How long should you leave your annuals in? I mean, I have some begonias that they're a little tall, but other than that, they still look okay. I mean, should I be taking them out? Does it matter how long I leave them in?
It really doesn't matter, but I think you're going to really see a hard frost here soon. Usually October 15th is when we have the average, and so we're well past that now, and I think we're due for a really heavy freeze. And at that point, you're going to find that your begonias are mushy and ready to
get
go.
Get them out of there. What about some of the winter plants, chrysanthemums, winter pansies? Do they survive a frost?
Yes, they do. And your perennials, once they've had a frost, you can go ahead and cut those back and mulch them if you want to. But your mums and all those things, if they've after they've had several hard freezes on them, you can go ahead and cut those back, mulch them a little bit, and they'll overwinter and be fine.
You talked about fertilizing the grass and maybe watering the trees. Is there any other outside work that you need to be thinking about before the snows hit?
Well, anything that you've got in pots, and a lot of people with small yards and patios and things like that have a lot of their plants in pots. And if they're plastic, generally you may be able to get away with not. But if they're anything like terracotta, those need to be emptied and stored properly. And, of course, the freezing and thawing, if you've got evergreens or something in a pot, you really have to protect that. You've got to remember that that root system, if it's in the ground, it's going to stay above 45 degrees. It's going to be around 45 degrees. In a pot that's exposed above ground can be freezing, and if the roots freeze, that plant's in real trouble.
Are there any annuals that you can save and bring them in inside for the winter? I mean, that'll still be okay to put out next year?
Absolutely. We've got some geraniums at our gardens right now that are just spectacular, and I'm not really sure what variety it is, but they have just been unbelievably beautiful all summer long, and I want to save some of those. So we're gonna pot some of those up and bring them inside. There's several ways to do it, but I'm going to leave them in a pot.
David, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
I've been talking with David Kester. He's the Campbell County Extension Agent for Horticulture. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.